WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, but your mind is wandering? You're nodding along, pretending to listen, but really you're thinking about that to-do list or what you're having for dinner. Yeah, we've all been there. It happens to the best of us. But today, I want to talk about something super important. How to actually practice mindful communication. Because let's be real, communication is a cornerstone of any relationship, whether it's with your bestie, your significant other, your family, or even just a cashier at the grocery store. So, how do we level up our communication game and become those super connected, present individuals who truly listen and engage? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. Number 1. Active listening is not just about hearing words, it's about truly absorbing the speaker's message. This means paying attention to the tone of voice, body language, and even the silences between words. Think of yourself as a detective gathering clues. You want to understand the full picture, right? Number 2. Put down your phone. Seriously, folks, put that thing away. When someone is speaking to you, give them your undivided attention. It's a sign of respect and shows them that their words matter to you. Trust me, the Instagram feed can wait. A meaningful conversation can. Number 3. Ask questions. Don't just passively absorb information, engage with it. Asking thoughtful questions shows genuine interest and helps you gain a deeper understanding of the other person's perspective. It also keeps the conversation flowing and prevents it from becoming a one-sided monologue. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Number 4. Be present in the moment. This means focusing on the conversation at hand and letting go of any distractions or worries that might be swirling around in your head. When you're fully present, you can truly connect with the other person and build stronger relationships. Think of it like this. You wouldn't show up to a dinner party half-heartedly scrolling through your phone, right? Treat conversations with the same level of respect and attention. And finally, number 5. Practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Understanding their perspective can help you respond in a more compassionate and helpful way. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells when communicating with someone? You know that feeling when you just want to say something but hold back because you're afraid of starting an argument or causing hurt feelings? Well, I've been there. But let me tell you a story. A few months ago, I had this disagreement with my sister about something pretty trivial. Who guessed the last piece of chocolate cake? Now, anyone who knows my family knows that we take our dessert seriously. Anyway, things got a little heated, and we ended up saying some things we didn't mean. But then, I took a step back and realized that instead of reacting defensively, I could try to understand where she was coming from. It turns out, she'd been having a really stressful day at work, and the cake was just the last straw. Once I understood her perspective, I was able to apologize and let things go. So what's the takeaway? Mindful communication isn't about being perfect, it's about making a conscious effort to listen, understand, and respond with empathy. It takes practice, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Stronger relationships, less conflict, and a whole lot more understanding. Remember, folks, you're not just talking words. You're building bridges, creating connections, and shaping your world one conversation at a time. So go out there, be present, listen deeply, and watch your communication skills soar. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community of mindful communicators here, and I can't wait to connect with you. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and keep your mind sharp.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.